Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
The CEO of international aid organisation World Vision has made an impassioned plea for urgent action to end Australia's offshore detention policy. Claire Rogers says that as CEO of World Vision Australia, the last place she expected to have to wage a battle for the rights of children was here in her home country. She says that all of the refugees and their children on Nauru and Manus should be settled in proper homes. And she's especially concerned about the children who have now spent almost 5 years on Nauru. It's a tiny dot of rock in the Pacific, as you know. Former phosphate mine, stripped of plants and native wildlife. Unshaded hot rocks, kids have very little place to play. Dangerous wild dogs roam the place, and they've only just been let out of a detention centre on the island in the last few months, as you know. Claire Rogers says, have we lost our moral compass? It's a question Open House has been asking on this question for some time. Well, Claire Rogers, welcome to Open House.
Thank you for having me, Stephen.
Tell me about the kids. How old are they and where do they come from?
They come from a range of countries, many of which we actually work in, and have fled, you know, unspeakable brutalities. And I think that really the challenge here is that the context in which they're in now is also confronting them with a number of things that children really shouldn't see. And so our real concern is that these children are settled quickly. Many of the refugee applications have already been processed and they've already been identified as entitled to resettlement, and the delays are just unacceptable and need to be dealt with.
What's causing the delay?
Well, we don't really know, but both sides of government seem to be pretending that this isn't happening, and I think my personal view is that pretending that something isn't happening is a denial of human rights in this particular context.
Hmm. For those that are assessed, what is their basic human right here?
Their right is to be moved to a new country where they would be safe from the persecution and brutality that they've left.
And is Nauru that country?
Oh, Nauru is a very small island. The nearest significant landmass is the Solomon Islands. And I don't know if you remember, but it was a phosphate mining island.
Yes.
And if you look at the satellite pictures, I've not been there, but if you look at the satellite pictures, there's no vegetation. It's tiny. It's about a fifth the size of Phillip Island in Victoria. And there's just no context in which children should really be growing up.
So it's a bit of a barren wasteland, but nevertheless, can the government get away with saying, well, they are away from their country of origin, they're not in those circumstances anymore, they have been resettled?
No, this is not a resettlement situation. There is a detention centre on the island. They have been allowed to move outside the detention centre, but for any services and support, they have to go back inside the settlement, inside the detention centre. They've got limited access to education, access to toys in a normal, stimulating environment the parents might want to create for kids is just not there. There's limited family outings because there's nowhere to go.
Yes.
There are wild dogs on the island, so there's very few places for the kids to play.
Yes.
And they're growing up without extended family members. And, you know, they're also witnessing some of the adults in this situation who have lost hope and take, you know, awful actions such as lip stitching and self-immolation and other self-harming actions. And I think one of the things that World Vision is extremely committed to is bringing hope. That's essentially what we do all around the world, is bring hope into difficult contexts. An intractable context.
Yes.
And that's why I'm really speaking up for these children.
Yes. Well, it's an axiom for this program that we look to find hope. That's one of the things we do, looking at life through the lens of faith and pointing to hope. It's a fundamental part of the human condition. It's what God promised us when he gave us our identity in his own image. It was a hopeful act. if someone takes away your hope, there's very little else that they can take away that will have as much impact, it seems to me. And it's just, it breaks my heart to think about these kids in this circumstance. But they're there, Claire, because of our own failure to have a politics in this country that's generous.
Yes, and this has been a toxic debate for 15 years in Australia. And I think Australians are upset and embarrassed by it. And so I would encourage your listeners to write to their politician. They do listen when there's a voice of the Australian people speaking to them.
Mm.
And I think we need to call for an urgent resolution, especially for those that have had their refugee status confirmed. And, you know, it is urgent, and I would encourage anyone who wants to get involved in advocating to remind the government that this is urgent. And just denying that children are on this island is not acceptable.
Yes.
And it's, you know, I look at other humanitarian rights issues around the globe and countries where denial is a way to address the situation, and we often stand in judgment of those countries, and yet we haven't taken appropriate action in this situation. So I think it undermines our voice to call for human rights around the world. I don't think people listen to us in the same way that they would have 15 years ago.
Mm.
And I think that it's also in breach of the Australian Constitution, actually, that says that everybody should have an equal opportunity and a fair opportunity to live in harmony with each other.
Just as a final question, I'm wondering if, as you go about your job as the Australian CEO of World Vision, and World Vision is obviously a global organisation, does it affect the regard in which you're held, or do you notice in the global circles in which you move that Australia is less well regarded than we used to be as one of the great humanitarian nations on earth?
I have spent time travelling to a number of countries recently, and it's just, I can only give you anecdotal feedback from conversations,
yes, of course,
with people in those countries, but they sort of look at me in puzzlement and say, what is this all about and why is the Australian government holding this position? And the reality is there was a need to address the boat situation, but I think that time has passed, and I think that we need to actually face into what is the most humanitarian solution for these people, and not just on Nauru, on Manus, and wherever we're engaged in working with refugees. There are some refugees now in Australia who still find that their future or their destiny is intervened in a way that's very surprising. And, you know, I was hearing a story the other day about a young woman who had been going to school from the detention centre up in Darwin, and suddenly she was denied the right to go to school, unexplained and, you know, without context. And so I think there are some, you know, we've lost our moral compass in this area, and there's a lot of groupthink going on.
And it seems to be the issue that neither of the major parties now wants to address, on the basis that if they both say the same thing, they'll neutralise each other, or neutralise the issue anyway.
Yeah, we continue to challenge and advocate. And there are politicians who do want to address this, but there needs to be a quorum or a, you know, consensus. And I actually think it's an accountability right at the top.
Yeah, it is. Claire, I thank you for speaking with us, and I know that you're unwell. Gosh, there's a lot of it going around. But look, thank you so much for being with us tonight on Open House.
A pleasure, Stephen. Thank you.
Claire Rogers, CEO of World Vision Australia. And yes, if you're motivated to, let your local member know. We've got an election coming up. This is the sort of thing that they ought to respond to, especially at election, any time of the year, but, you know, especially at election times. And let's not let the major parties just get away with having this, you know, same policy. That's just a way of keeping the issue buried.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.